way home when I picked him up, I didn't waste time. Elizabeth, who now works part-time from home with kindergarten twins, agreed. Now I intentionally take that time to go out on the front porch to look at the roly-poly or other fascinating bugs. That 10-minute investment is everything. You choose to read the book at night. You don't turn on the TV. To help Katie focus exclusively on her kids in the evenings, she organizes everything else she can in advance. She opens mail daily and near the trash can to avoid a pileup. Grocery shopping happens only once a week. Laundry waits till the weekend. Meals are planned. And 2 nights a month are reserved for Mom, when she can do something she enjoys by herself. Mornings can be pretty hairy for working parents who have had a particularly hard night with the baby or find spit up on their dry clean only clothes on the way out the door. Trying to fold a load of laundry or pay a couple of bills when you should be getting out the door will only add to your stress. Stay focused on a calm transition. Learn to leave some things undone. My friend Stephanie remembers life with her first baby. I did it wrong for a while. I could not get to work on time. I followed Ashley's schedule until I realized I had to set the pace. I had to decide when we started our day. Stacy's husband, Tim, would drop their son at a cousin's, who then took him to Tim's mom's home for the day. Stacy had a 45-minute commute in a different direction, so they repeated the two-leg process in the evening. Another friend handed her baby girl to a relative at a gas station, as her commute and her relative's home dictated. It's a tough memory for her. Even if you were fortunate enough to leave baby at home with a caregiver, planning ahead emotionally and logistically will help you get in a groove and be better prepared when that last-minute diaper blowout happens. Elizabeth recalled being ready to leave for work one morning when one of her twins had a leaky poop, so she changed her and her clothes, and then her brother's, since they wore matching outfits. Then he threw up. "Not necessary," she said in hindsight. "You learn." Deciding who cares for your child while you work is a highly personal decision that takes time. You can ask every working mom you know what she's done, and you still might not hear what's right for your family. The good news is, if something doesn't work, you can adjust. One friend I know went through 4 caregivers for her twins before she found the one who has been with the family for 5 years. Katie went through 7 childcare situations. Her best advice? Be secure in your role as a mom, while also being comfortable with someone else loving your children. At work, mothers quickly learn that they don't shed one hat to wear another. The hats just pile up. If you wait tables, you look at families in a different light. If you teach, your empathy for children and their parents expands. Whatever you sell, whomever you serve, you now add to your job the perspective of a woman with